According to the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, on an average day, there are nearly 5,000 people in Wisconsin who are homeless, and more than 10% of those are experiencing chronic homelessness. It's an issue that affects people in communities large and small throughout our state, and while each person who is experiencing homelessness has a unique story, there are obstacles and barriers that are sadly familiar to many of them. Mark Kornblatt is a writer, director, and producer, the founder of Refuge Films. He has made more than 100 short films and 4 feature-length documentaries, including Street Pulse, which tells the stories of several people experiencing homelessness in Madison, Wisconsin. Mark, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
For those who have not seen your documentary, Street Pulse, tell us a little bit about the people that you feature.
I shot it over, filmed it over, 2010-11. And I had heard about this couple, an older man in his 50s, a young woman in her 20s, and I read about them in Street Pulse newspaper, which is sold on the street by the homeless in Madison. And I went to an organizational meeting, and I met this couple. And they were so open with me and interesting. The first thing they did is come to see where we're living, and they were living under a bridge. And as a filmmaker, the visual power of that experience, I said, this has to be a film, and it's not going to be a short one. And then as I spent time going to the Bethel Lutheran Church, which is one of the churches in town that supports the homeless, getting to know the homeless, I found 2 or 3 other people who were dealing with all kinds of issues. It's not just one issue.
And as we said, people do end up on the street for a lot of different reasons, but are there common threads in some of these stories and some of these people who you got to know and were accepted into their lives?
Well, the professionals I interviewed for the documentary basically gave me my education. And then as I spent time, I saw mental illness is one of the driving factors. Drug and alcohol addiction is another one. Economic reversals. There are even choices that people make. There's an element of homeless veterans who come back from the war in such a state that they want to be away. There's another element that we don't even realize a lot of times. Young people, they're almost like, you know, wanting to live on the road. They're not of the typical homeless variety. They're not even necessarily being served by the social services people, but they're there too. Then they're the invisible homeless that I got to know. And actually we brought a child into our home from where I was teaching. And these are people who you don't see in the street. Those are the most obvious ones, but the ones who are living on grandma's couch, who are in cars, those kinds of things are all part of the fabric of what it is to be homeless. And it's a complex, tangled web.
You mentioned mental illness, and there is a strong connection between the two, and they can make it doubly or exponentially difficult for people to have stability in their lives. A new music video was just released this month by the band The Whiskey Farm, and you directed the video. It's called I See You, and it talks about the stigmas of mental illness and homelessness. Let's listen to it a bit.
You said you knew. Felt it deep inside, something that set your mind racing, something you knew you should hide. When the word got around, nobody knew what to say. When you walked down the hall, everyone else turned away, but I see.
That, again, was the song I See You by the group The Whiskey Farm. Mark, how did that collaboration come about?
It's amazing, all of the cross currents here. I had retired from teaching in 2015 to devote myself full-time to filmmaking. Then after 2 years, the principal asked me, she said, Mark, you've done music videos, you've done all kinds of music in your classroom. We have an ill music teacher. Would you come back and teach music? And I said, I can't do it full-time. So I took it on 5 days a week, part-time, teaching only third grade, which was still a lot. And I made, of course, music videos and sang a lot of different songs. And one of the music videos, I noticed on my YouTube channel that someone had subscribed, and it was The Whiskey Farm. This is not my Refuge Film YouTube channel. This is Lincoln's Cool Children's YouTube channel. Whiskey Farm. And then, of course, you know, as a good researcher, I looked it up. And Whiskey Farm is this Americana folk rock band from local artists. And I listened to a couple of their stuff, and it was mostly kind of country western, but this one song kind of had an R.E.M. feel to it. I liked the song. There was no video. I looked it up, and I saw, oh, there's a guy named Horowitz. I had a student named Horowitz. So it was the father of one of my third graders, who's a child psychologist. He had written the song with his band and co-leader Brett Wilfred, who's a principal in an elementary school. And they had written it to promote the issues of NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And I just contacted him. I said, you know what? The piece really spoke to me. I have no funding. I'm alone. I'd like to just turn it into a music video. I loved working with your daughter. And sat down with him and Brett, and we talked it through. And originally, it was going to be more about mental illness in the forefront. In other words, the song was written to promote the issues of people experiencing mental illness for NAMI. And I was going to maybe cast people who were battling with mental illness. And we both were very, you know, suspicious of any potential of exploiting. And when I wrote one of the early scripts, he said, I really like that section with the homeless person selling the newspaper. So I said, oh, bing. There are mental illness undercurrents there. I'm very comfortable. I don't know if the word is comfortable in that world. It's not a world that makes you comfortable. And at the end of the day, we teased out together this piece that would address mental illness, but really for me is a documentary style music video which features the homeless.
We're talking with Mark Kornblatt. He's a filmmaker, and he made a full-length documentary called Street Pulse about homelessness in Madison, and he also directed a music video that we are talking about called I See You. And that theme of telling people who are dealing with mental illness, who may be dealing with homelessness, that they are being seen, that they are not invisible. Why do you think it can be so tempting for people who are not in that situation, not dealing with those challenges, to treat people as if they're not there?
It's easier. When I first did Street Pulse, I was amazed that these people were using the same services, going to the Capitol and going in the elevator up to the Frank Lloyd Wright Monona Terrace, but I never saw them because they're fitting through somewhere, and we don't really notice. And the most difficult people are the ones on the street. They're just hard to watch. So people turn their heads. And it's hard to throw it into people's face. But at the end of the day, the only way to address the issues are first to see, then to listen, and then to talk with an open heart and an intelligent approach. Because again, there is an argument being waged within the social services community. And I had this in my own school with children who were challenged. Where does helping end and enabling start? When I went back into the field to find people for the film, I talked to someone at the Beacon, which is the homeless shelter here in on the east side of Madison. He was accessing the services. He said, you know, dude, there's so much enabling going on here. And so how do you have the discussion, a rational discussion, especially in this day and age, looking at the data, being thoughtful, helpful, without demonizing sides. So the first thing is, open our eyes. So that's why the film spoke to me. And if you look at the film, there are references to eyes. It's almost like reading Joyce's Ulysses. There's a famous chapter referencing the Cyclops. Eyes galore, from the forward statue at the Capitol to a cat's eyes in this woman's apartment. Everything is about eyes because, again, that's why the song spoke to me. It's about seeing whether we're dealing with homelessness, whether we're dealing with opioid addiction, whether we're dealing with mental illness. It starts with seeing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of seeing, the people that you featured in your documentary, Street Pulse, most of that footage was shot in 2010, 2011, I believe.
Right.
That's several years ago now. Homeless people are very transient often. Have you been able to keep track of them, stay in touch with any of them?
Yeah, I kept in touch with a number of them. Of the four or five people featured, two are not in town, and three are. It's not a happy story. There is chronic homelessness you referred to at the top of this interview. And that's a big part of the people I work with. The transient ones, economic reversal, and then a little luck afterwards, they can get off and back on their feet. The chronic, who are really a very small portion.
I think
of
they said
homeless,
about 10%.
A very small portion of the people you're seeing on the street. So the couple, at the end of my film, beginning of spring, they found housing. And they lived in a small apartment on the east side of Madison for a while. And I lost touch a little, but then I found out she was trying to get a degree at Edgewood and he was working for the newspaper. And then when I went back into the field just a couple months ago to do this film, I found him serving food at Bethel Lutheran. So of the people who are being served by the ministry. And he says, I'm back on the street. My wife, started drinking again, was impregnated by someone else, and she is living in the Salvation Army shelter raising their child. And he is sleeping under one of two trees right off the Capitol. I've seen him. That's one group. Another one, the man was a singer, and he was an alcoholic. The first man was in prison for almost 30 years for something he had done. The second man was dealing with alcoholism and cleaned up his act and went back to live with his wife, or at least the mother of some of his children. And he calls me. I'm still teaching at that point, one of my last years. And he says, I hear you had my son in your class. I said, what? So this boy, and I'm not mentioning names for protecting them, this boy's father was in my first documentary, and this boy was in my class, and he was a star. He was a challenging boy with all kinds of personalities, singer, charismatic, loved him. And I see his father, who's working at that point at a car wash. And that was a couple years ago, maybe two or three. And then I'm back in the field, and I'm on the street, and I see the father again. He's lapsed. He's obviously back homeless. He's back drinking, and it was like full circle. Mm. So of those four people I highlighted, three who are in Madison, they are chronically homeless people.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us, for the work that you've been doing. I hope that people will find Street Pulse online and also find the video with Whiskey Farm. It's all very powerful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mark Kornblatt is a writer, director, and producer. He's the founder of Refuge Films, and he's made more than 100 short films and 4 feature-length documentaries, including Street Pulse, which talks about the story of several people experiencing homelessness in Madison.